Sweet 16 got underway yesterday. It continues today. A lot of good matchups. I'm looking forward to the Texas Xavier matchup. I think it's actually going to be a pretty good one.
High scoring. I will be all eyes glued on San Diego State and Alabama because, like I said, my bracket will. If San Diego State gets the upset, I'd be good. And then if I don't, then, it was a nice run. I hope we had a good time. You know, I'm doing the bracket challenge at WRAL.
As am I, and mine stinks. I can just tell you that right now. Yeah, my national title game, completely shot. I had Kansas versus Duke with Kansas winning it. How'd that work out? Oh, wait, it didn't.
It didn't.
It didn't work out at all. Now, no North Carolina teams, men's or women's, are in the national championship or in the Sweet 16 competing for a national championship. So guess what? Lewis, Victoria, myself, we actually created our own Sweet 16. Under the guise of things that just that can be quite annoying. So we're going to name, we have four different regions. We're going to seed things 1 through 4. And we're going to determine who's going to come out of each region. We'll pick a winner. But the four different regions. So one region is going to be the stuff that annoys us more than it probably should region. All right. One that I'm putting together is the why am I interacting with this person region. Lewis, you have...
I have the grinds my gears region.
Ah, yes, very much so. And Victoria...
Yeah, Pet Peeve Parkway
Pet
region.
Peeve Parkway, ooh, you know what?
Sounds like a Monopoly section.
No, it does.
It's your birthday, Victoria.
Yeah.
Let's start off. Let's go with the 4 seed in the Pet Peeve Parkway region.
Okay, I'm going to say not putting your cart or buggy, whichever one you go with, and leaving it in a space. And you know what? I'm going to even up it. It's like close to the carrier section. Oh, that's the worst.
That's a 4 seed? Wow. Okay.
That is like absolute like psychopath behavior.
That's terrible.
Like that's the kind of thing that like makes me know like that's an immediate litmus test as if you're a good person or not, is what you do with the grocery cart.
Yep. I know.
All right. What's next?
Thank you. Oh, next for me?
Yeah, what's your 3 seed? Yep.
So you know what? This one probably should have been 4, but loud chewing.
No, that's a solid.
That's fair.
That's a solid
3 seed. That's fair.
It's just, I mean.
Coming out of a mid-major, but yeah,
I get it.
Solid
like
3.
Sometimes things like popcorn is crunchy and, you know, you can't help it. But there are some people who are exaggerating
smacking
that.
The lips.
Yeah, like, hey, your breakfast sounds delicious.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. My next one, I'm going to say I couldn't decide between because this both involves being in a car. So I cannot stand it, though. When someone pulls out in front of you on the road and there's no one behind you for days.
Yes.
Like you're driving. It's a long stretch of the road. Because I'm out in the country and I'll have these long stretches where someone will pull out right in front of me and there's no one behind me. They could have waited 2 seconds.
It's one thing if, you know, it's tight and, you know, hey, sometimes you got to take risks.
Right.
Sometimes you got to just do what you got to do to get out there. I understand that. Not going to hate. But when there's no one else around.
Yeah. Why? Why are we doing this? It was between that or not using your turn signal when you're...
That actually might show up in a different region.
Yeah. Nice. And my last one. I'm from the South, y'all. I love manners. Opening a door for someone and them not saying thank you.
Ooh. Oh, that's especially, the one scene in that region?
Especially, well, me being a female, if I open a door for a man, I'm being polite.
This is being polite.
I mean, at least say thank you. Yeah,
just say thank you in general.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
It's a proper manners.
I think that's fair. That's a good region.
That's a great region.
What
was your 4 seed again was?
That was the cart / buggy not putting it back. That was a solid one.
I can't stand that. We're going to pick a winner of each region here coming up here in just a bit. All right, let's go to Lewis's region. The grinds my gears.
My 4 seed takes themselves too seriously. A person that takes themselves too seriously.
I saw a lot of that in Greensboro amongst media. But go on.
It's a joke. Hey, no one gets out of life alive, so just have some fun. You know what I mean? I hate it when people take themselves too seriously.
All right.
Number 3, passive-aggressive behavior. Just say what's on
your mind.
That's
a 3 seed?
Say what's on your chest. Like, you know, if you have a problem, just say it. Don't like, you know, as was said in my last email. No, just say, hey, you didn't read my last email, did you? Just have a conversation. Be real. Be people.
Okay.
Number 2, people who drive too slowly in the left lane. Okay, I do not have a lead foot. I have gotten speeding tickets in the past, but I've gotten better at driving the speed limit. But what is more dangerous than driving too fast is the constant changing of speed in the left lane.
Yes.
Brake going over. Listen, if you want to drive the speed limit, if you want to drive 45 or like 50 in a 45, totally cool. But get in the right lane. Left lane is for passing. You didn't go to driver's school. And honestly, I don't think you should have a license. I will go that far.
Maybe their car should get towed.
Yeah, their car should get towed. And we're full circle. And number one in the grinds my gears, region drumroll, please. Athletes who think people don't believe in them when they're actually the favorites. I will use some current examples or some recent examples. Georgia. No one thought that Georgia was going to go 7-5 this year.
No.
Everyone. No, the worst case scenario, they just barely miss out on the playoffs. But you heard a lot of the Georgia athletes talking after the game, saying after they just dominated TCU, oh, no one believed in us. No. You point out someone who said they didn't believe in you. Tell me one person who thought you would finish any worse than second in the SEC, any worse than sixth in the college football playoffs. You find me that person, and I'll tell you that they're an idiot. I can't stand it.
Okay, all right. My region. So that's your one for regional there. Yes. Let's go to the stuff that annoys us more than it should. Region. Number four seed in this one, rainy days while you're at work, and just the day feels really long and slow.
Bad.
And sometimes you just want to eat soup and watch television.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's your four seed. Number three, waking up when you just feel really hot.
Ugh.
It's just you're kind of sweaty, kind of clammy. You're like, oh, I got to take a shower. And it happens
to me all the time.
It's terrible. The number two seed in that region, forgetting you have clothes in the washer.
Then they smell.
Rewash them again. Where's that shirt? Oh, it's in the wash. Dang it. It's been there since Tuesday. It's Friday.
Well, maybe not that long, but...
It happens. Some of us have busy schedules. Number one, not using your turn signal.
Mm.
That is annoying. It's like, hey, you know what? If you want to merge into my lane or something like that, just let me know.
I'm noticing a lot of automobile-related ones here.
Well, yeah, there's definitely some automobile ones. All right, mm-hmm. Let's get to the final region here. The why am I interacting with this person region?
A long name.
Number four, angry sports fans on Twitter. Why am I interacting with these people? Like, hold on. Like, why am I responding? Why am I, whatever it is. Why am I actually looking at my notifications? No, thank you. That's number four in that region. Number three, the person who doesn't get sarcasm and starts to explain the reasons why something should or should not happen.
Yep.
For example, I joked one time a while back. There's some bad storms and stuff coming through. It's like, you know what? I kind of like it sometimes actually when the power actually goes out in the station here, because all the overhead lights go out, but everything that operates, the consoles, the boards where Victoria is, everything's still lit up, and it actually kind of looks cool for
it's
a moment.
An ambiance.
A Christmas tree.
It really does. It's a nice little ambiance. It actually is kind of a cool look for a moment. I joked like, yeah, you know, be kind of fun. I kind of like how the boards and all that stuff look. And then I got I have all these satellite signals I need to send out to all these places and all these things that I have to do. And like, it like went on for like 7 minutes about my... I just said, I was kidding. Cool. Again, if you don't get sarcasm, stop that. Number two in the region, the one-up your story guy.
That's just a bad person.
Oh, hey, you know what?
That's just a bad person.
I'm going to one-up your story. Like, oh, yeah, this weekend I went camping at Falls Lake. Oh, yeah? Well, that sounds cool. I remember this one time I went backpacking out in the Grand Tetons for 4 days.
Where is that?
Didn't have cell service. Grand Tetons in Wyoming.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I went backpacking for 4 days in the Tetons. It was great. We caught our own food. Cool, buddy. Didn't ask you about that. The number one in this region, the why am I interacting with this person region, the person who takes someone else's opinions or what they read online and makes it sound like their own and that they came up with it all organically themselves.
Yeah.
Needs no more explanation. Needs no more explanation. I'm looking at you, a lot of sports media.
Oh, that's rude.
Just saying.
Does happen.
All right, let's go to Victoria's region, the Pet Peeves Parkway.
Yes.
I'm sorry, that number four, the buggy carts.
I know.
Not putting that back. I'm sorry.
I think That's an upset.
Oh, that's a 4 seed? That's seeded way too low.
Yeah,
that's like a really strong, like, Big East team that mm-hmm. for some reason got a 6 seed, mm-hmm. like Creighton. And guess what? They're probably going to be way the Elite Eight.
Blame it on the net.
What was the one seed?
Exactly.
What was the one seed in that region?
Opening a door for people and not saying thank you.
I understand that.
I get that
but
one.
But to me, this is our Purdue Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of that region, we got to go with the buggy cards. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's a strong thing because
no,
that just shows pure laziness by people.
It does. Well, and especially if it's a windy day and you know that it's got wheels, people.
Yeah.
That could damage cars.
That's what I know.
And then your car gets towed.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started. All right, let's go to Lewis's Grinds My Gears region. Recap them real fast again.
Takes themselves too seriously. Yeah. People who drive slow in the left lane.
Yep.
Passive-aggressive behavior. Players who think people don't believe in them. I think it's either I think mine's very top heavy. I think it's either 2 seed or 1 seed. The people driving slow in the left lane.
That passive gets it for me, yeah.
I you know what?
I drive a lot, yeah. And so that one gets it for me.
I agree. I think we have
slow left lane drivers.
Yeah.
That 2 seed?
Yeah.
All right, so we have a 4 and a 2.
I think that's why I have a lot of car ones on mine, because I spend a lot of time in the car.
As do I. All right, so recapping the stuff that annoys this region way more than it should. 4 seed, rainy days at work that you can't enjoy. 3, waking up hot. 2, forgetting you have clothes in the washer. 1, not using the turn signal. I'm not going to lie, waking up hot, because that's just something that catches you unexpected.
It's rough.
You start your day off feeling gross, sticky, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, and if you're like me, I can't go back to sleep. If I wake up hot, I'm done. It's going to take me 30 minutes to cool off.
Your sheets are like sweaty too, and I think to me that's a landslide.
It's a terrible way to start the day. Yeah, that's an upset coming from a 3 seed.
3 seed?
All right, so we have a 4 seed, a 2 seed, and a 3 seed.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the why am I interacting with this person region. The 4, the angry sports fans on Twitter. The 3 seed, person who doesn't get sarcasm and over-explains everything, why something shouldn't happen. 2, the one-up-your-story person. And 1, the individual who takes someone else's opinion or what they read online and makes it sound like their own. This is a tough region.
This is.
It is.
Because I'm going to lie, like, one up your story person is high up there.
Yeah.
But then also you're like, everything that you're telling me right now, I know I read on Twitter earlier today, so don't act like this is like your own organic thought. Like, you just verbatim said something that you read on Twitter.
Yeah, stealing of ideas and things like that. It hits hot, like,
this
that's
is a
rough.
Tough one. This is a tough,
I lean towards the... I lean towards the, what was number 2 seed again? The
one up the story guy
or guy or gal, because that rudeness knows no bounds. I lean towards that one, because that's every situation, everyone knows that person, and you just want to call a tow truck to come tow their car.
Yeah,
I think we've established that we don't like rude people and car bad manners.
Yeah. Say, for example, it's like, oh, Victoria, happy birthday. By the way, my car got towed.
Yeah.
You know, how's your day going? Right. Oh, happy birthday. Cool. My car got towed. How's your day been?
Yeah.
Bro, oh, you have a birthday? Cool.
As I open the door for you and you don't say thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Whatever. Yeah. It's like, yeah, whatever this. So anyway, all right. So let's go through our final 4 here. We won't actually pick a final 4, but we have a 2 seed, the one up your story guy.
Yep.
We also have another 2 seed.
Slow
left lane drivers.
Our 3 seed is waking up hot.
Waking up hot.
And then we have a 4 seed. Don't bring the shopping cart back.
Yeah.
What did you call it, by the way?
Well, because
buggy.
In the South.
A buggy?
Yeah,
it's a buggy.
Yeah,
it's
I've never
cart or buggy.
I mean, that's okay. Yeah. I think when I think of buggy, I think of like a wagon taking people down the Oregon Trail. Is that just me?
Well, okay. Are you from here?
I mean, I've lived here since I was like 7.
Okay.
Yeah, you should know the term buggy.
Yeah. I'm born and raised here, so it's within me. I grew up with this.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting. Either way, they're bad people.
We had some fun out there. I actually had someone message me, hey, they have sheets for that, for waking up hot.
Okay. No. Whoever messaged you, tell them to DM me, because I'm trying to find better sheets for that exact same reason. There's actually a fan that you can place at the foot of your bed that like will blow air underneath your sheets.
Shut up.
I'm serious. It's bougie, but if it's a problem, if you're a huge sweater, you got...
I can't wait till the dog to react to that one.
Something to think about.
something to think about. That's Luis Fernandez. I'm Dennis Cox. We're sitting in for Adam Gold. Thanks for indulging us here on this. We just had a little bit of fun today. V to the Victoria, the birthday gal,
woo-woo!
Producing the show once again today.
Thanks, guys.